The following program was previously recorded.
It's time for another episode of Live and Local from the studios at 33rd and Burt. I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. Kind of you to join me today. The Constitution. It's celebrated. There's a Constitution Day. And in fact, at Bellevue University, there's actually a Constitution Day event and a panel discussion. Rick Galusha, he's a political science professor at Bellevue University, and he coordinates this event, and he's director of the university's Kirkpatrick Signature Series, and he joins me today on Live and Local. Rick, thanks so much for joining me today.
Thanks, Mike. It's good to be here.
Can you explain what the event is? What's going to happen at this event?
Well, a little background first. For 25 years now, Bellevue University has required their undergraduate students to take a class basically on civics, a little bit of history, a little bit of politics, but what we're trying to accomplish is engage citizenship, which means a lot of volunteer work as well in the community. So every year we celebrate the signing of the U.S. Constitution. This year it will be on Wednesday, September 15th from 11:30 until about 12:30 in the Student Center here on campus. And this year, we are fortunate to have sitting Congressman Don Bacon, as well as his predecessors, Brad Ashford and Lee Terry. And they will form the panel, and we're going to ask them a few questions about the Constitution and try to create a discussion, which eventually we'd like to try to weave the audience into asking appropriate and civil questions as well.
You hit a key word there. Civil questions. And I notice here that attendees should expect and be prepared for civil and respectful dialogue and interactions. Is it odd to you that you actually have to specify that? Because we've become incredibly uncivilized and disrespectful, I think.
I think it's a real challenge in American society. The idea of our self-governance model is that we have a civil debate. And so we have not experienced any of the challenges that maybe other universities throughout the country have experienced, but we do want to let people know that some behavior is acceptable and some behavior is not, and we plan to adhere to that model.
What is the overarching goal of having an event like this?
Well, to your previous question, I think, is Americans in general, and so I teach the course, the Kirkpatrick Signature Series, so I dialogue with students continually, as do my peers who also teach the course. And there is a schism. There is a division in society. There's a break between civility and the need to discuss important issues. And so we're trying to create that environment where civil discussions can occur, information can be exchanged. And I think most importantly, what we try to accomplish is when you get to know your neighbor, it's awfully difficult to hate them or to dislike them. And so we're trying to get to the root of the problem, I think, which is learning how to talk about important issues without being offensive. And for the last, in my opinion, 5 or 6 years, it's been very difficult. And so we're trying to work around that corner.
Sure, absolutely. What does the Constitution mean to you?
To me personally, that's a great question. The debate, I think, in American society is what is the role of government? And so when you look at the opening comments on the Declaration of Independence written by Gouverneur Morris, he says that the first duty of government is to provide a system of justice. Thomas Jefferson, in a similar but slightly different approach, is going to say the role of government is to protect our rights. And so I think we often debate between right and left, minimal government and an interactive government which can change people's lives. So what does it mean to me? I don't know if I can answer that question in less than 2 hours. I am a university professor, for Pete's sake.
It's your job to expound on that.
It is. And I love it. But it's a bit, the pontification gets old, I think, for some.
You know, the Declaration of Independence is a very important document, and I do not use this word as an insult, but it is a static document. We're not going to change the Declaration of Independence at any level. It's been sent, it is a part of our history, and it's very important. However, the Constitution has the ability to change.
Yes, absolutely. And I guess I would say two things about that. Almost from, there's the debate between originalism and a living document. And that argument was kind of settled in Marbury versus Madison back in, I think it was 1803 under Thomas Jefferson. The Constitution means what the United States Supreme Court tells us it means. And so I have a lot of friends that view themselves as constitutional conservatives, which I kind of tease them in a fun way, which is, I'm like, have you read that thing yet? And what I mean by that is that, in my opinion, unless you're a legal scholar that has studied all the legal precedents over the last 235-plus years, it's very difficult to really understand the nuances of the Constitution. We can kind of cherry-pick certain ideas, but the complexity and the depth and the nuance of the document is lost on most of us. And yet, you know, we see a lot of social media discussions or talking heads on Sunday morning television that seem to think that they understand it to a great depth, and I often wonder whether that's true or not.
He is Rick Galusha. He's a political science professor at Bellevue University. Constitution Day is Wednesday, September 15th. The celebration takes place 11:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. Rick, thanks. I really do appreciate it, and good luck with the event.
Thank you so much. You have a good day.